Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Vedam, it is time for bhajans. And if you look at Prashanthi Nilayam, if you look at the way the ashram is shaped, if you look at the routine of the ashram, if you look at the way Bhagavan has laid down so many things from the ashram, it starts with Vedam chanting. And after that, it moves on to bhajans. That is how the early Nagar Sankirtan happens. First the Vedam round, the Pradakshina around Mandir, and then the Nagar Sankirtan, which is bhajans. And we are so happy that we continue this in some way in Radio Sai. After Vedam, we have bhajans. And both of them, we have tutors, because it is so important that we do this well. When Bhagavan has laid down these disciplines for us, these mediums for us, if we learn to do them with the least amount of flaws, then we'll get the maximum benefit from them. We don't have to ever question them. We only have to learn how to do them in the most right manner and benefit from them. And we're really grateful to Bhagavan for having given us these gifts. We do not know how much impact they do to us. All of us have experienced this and continue to experience this. So let's move on and let's pray to him and begin to learn how to sing and how to offer one more bhajan at the lotus feet of the Lord in the manner that would please him. So let us close our eyes and let us begin a fresh episode of Bhajan Classroom.
Let us offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful beloved Bhagavan. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we realize the power of your immense presence in our life, so that we realize how you are with us every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a Sanskrit bhajan which adores our beloved Bhagavan as Krishna. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
हे श्याम सुंदरा हे साई सुंदरा
So this is what we will be learning now, and like always we will start with the lyrics and then we will move on to learning the raga, the beat of the bhajan, the meaning of its every word, and also we will listen in this episode to the story behind this composition. Mr. T.V. Hariharan, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, was blessed with this lovely song and he will tell us how that happened. So let us first become familiar with the lyrics.
Hey Shyam Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara, Partipurishwara, He Sai Sundara, He Shyam Sundara, He Sai Sundara, Neela Megha Sundara, Neeraja Lochana, Brahmanda Nayaka, He Sai Sundara.
Now comes the interesting part of learning the tune of this bhajan, the melodious tune. You will now listen in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. He Shyam Sundara, He साई सुंदरा,
हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
परतीपुरीश्वरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
परतीपुरीश्वरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
परतीपुरीश्वरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
परतीपुरीश्वरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा,
नील मेघ सुंदरा, नीरजलोचना,
नील मेघ सुंदरा, नीरजलोचना,
नील मेघ सुंदरा, नीरजलोचना,
नील मेघ सुंदरा, नीरजलोचना,
ब्रह्मांड नायका, हे साई सुंदरा,
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 हे श्याम सुंदरा, हे साई सुंदरा।
So that is this lovely bhajan, and you heard it in the melodious voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And I know those of you who are keen students of music would be waiting to know the technicalities behind this bhajan, what makes this bhajan so lovely. And Anirudh is here with us in the studios to share with us his reflections on what makes this bhajan so flowy and so captivating. So Anirudh, tell us what is your take on the raga of this bhajan.
Saram Vishwam.
Saram.
It is a very beautiful melody. So
it flows so well.
Yeah, it's a very flowy,
very soothing
ballad style of 1, 2, 3, tak, tak, tak.
Yes.
In a 6-beat bhajan.
Yeah.
And it is beautifully composed. I think it's largely based on raga Kannada.
Okay.
In the Carnatic music. And there are two ragas, Kannada and Darbari Kannada. Like, the major difference between both is, in Kannada you don't have the komal dha. When I'll tell you the notes of Kannada raga.
Sa re pa ga ma da ni sa, sa ni pa ma ga ma re sa.
This is the Carnatic raga Kannada. Whereas this bhajan is concerned, it's a light melody of Kannada. and one more raga, Bhimpalas, which goes like this.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa, sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
So this is Bhimpalas. In Kannada, you have
sa ri,
ri is Shuddhri, D2.
Pa ga,
ga is ga minor, ga 1.
Ma, da,
dha is Shuddha.
Ni,
ni is komal ni, ni 1.
Sa ni pa ma ga ma ri sa.
So this is the Arohana and Avarohana of Kannada.
Madani sa pa ni ma pa ga ma ri.
This is a typical Kannada raga where you have
Halei payude kanna.
It's a very popular Tamil song.
Yes.
I think it's more familiar in the South India.
Yes.
And this version, I can say it is largely based on Kannada. Whereas Bhimpalasi, if you see,
Sagama Pani Sa.
And while coming back, you have
Sanidava Magari Sa.
Where all the Shuddh and the Komal notations discussed for Kannada belongs to the Bhimpalasi also.
Okay. So maybe you should give us a demonstration of Kannada since this is largely based on that.
Yeah. Having learned the raga, I'll just try.
Sure.
Na 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 sa re sa re pa ga ma re na 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 na. Madani sapa na 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 na.
I think this is a little bit of Kannada, and whereas if you see this version,
Sare Pagama,
it is like it's a light melody where you have
Sare Gama Gare Sa.
So it is little diluted also form of Kannada, not exactly the strict Kannada, but you can say it is largely based on Kannada raga. The base is Kannada.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll appreciate it more and relish it more once we sing the swaras of the bhajan.
Yeah, exactly. The swaras will make the concrete structure and we'll know how the composition is.
Okay, so let's get on with the swaras then.
Yeah, we'll do the first line.
He Shama Sundara, He Sai Sundara. Paga mari ga sa ri sa ni sa pa ni ri ga sa sa.
Paga mari ga sa ri sa ni sa pa ni ri ga sa sa.
Parti puri shwara He Sai Sundara, Re Re Sa Re Pa Ga, Ma Ga Ma Pa Re Re Ga Sa Sa.
Re Re Sa Re Pa Ga, Ma Ga Ma Pa Re Re Ga Sa Sa.
He Shama Sundara, हे सारे सुंदरा पग मरे ग सारे सनी सप नि रे ग स स
पग मरे ग सारे सनी सप नि रे ग स स.
Usually there is a small confusion in the first line. Means I have heard many versions of this bhajan. In various places they sing
paga mare ga sari sani sadani ve ga sa.
That komalda they sing.
Okay, sai sundara.
It is not that you should not sing that, but as far as composition is concerned, it's not da, it is pa.
He sa pa. Pani Vega Sasa.
We'll go to the next line.
Yeah.
Neela Megha Sundara Nirajalochana Pani Mapa Sasa Sarisani Pani Pani Sarisani Papa
Pani ma pa sa sa sari sani, pani pani sari sani papa.
Brahmanda nayaka, he sai sundara, re re ga sari nisani re sani pama. Madani sani paga mare garisa
re re gansa re nisani re sani pama madani sani paga mare garisa.
And in the second time we give a variation.
Brahmanda nayaka he sai sundara re re ga ma ga ri sa sa re ga ri sa ni ni sa ni re sa ni pa ma ma da ni sa ni pa ga ma re ga ri sa
re re ga ma ga ri sa sa re ga ri sa ni ni sa ni re sa ni pa ma ma da ni sa ni pa ga ma re ga ri sa.
It sounds so lovely when you hear the swaras.
Yeah, yeah. And the pattern of the swaras going. So this we can really appreciate when we sing the swaras actually.
Yes.
Because when we sing the bhajan, especially in the mandir also, like we'll be concentrating on the lyrics and the meaning or whatever.
Yes.
So we don't look into how it is composed.
Yes.
The beauty of the patterns and
yes.
The way in which the notes flow.
That's
beautiful
fun.
Bhajan.
When you hear with the notes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. So are there more bhajans in this raga, Anirudh?
Yeah. Like I said before, it is based on Kannada, or if you take it, you can call it, it may belong to Bhimpala's raga also.
Okay.
So if you take Kannada into picture, like you have
Atma Rama Ananda Ramana.
Also you have
Hey Govinda Hey Ananta Nanda Gopala.
So whereas if you take Bhimplasi you have so many bhajans like
Jaya Jaya Rama Jaya Raghu Rama.
You also have
Jaya Jaya Govinda Narayana.
It's also a beautiful bhajan in Bhimplasi.
Yes, amazing. So, shall we go on to the beat?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 6 beat. Yeah. It is Rupaka Tala in Carnatic music. And the count, it goes like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
He Shama Sundara, He Sai Sundara. He Shama Sundara, He Sai Sundara.
Okay, so that gives us a good idea of the beat, and for a change, this was 6 beat. We usually do the 8 beat bhajans.
Yeah, it is a 6 beat and it is a slow bhajan. where they can sing it third, fourth, yeah, in a session of 45 minutes.
Yes, a welcome change from the 8 beat.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arun Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Yeah.
Thank you, Sairam.
So that was the tune. Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung, so that we can offer it to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. And for this, perhaps it is interesting for us to know the story behind this composition from the composer himself. So now, here is a small excerpt of a conversation that we had with Mr. T.V. Hariharan, alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who tells us how Bhagwan blessed him with this beautiful bhajan.
Even Hey Shama Sundara, that composition came, it came in a little different way. I thought that composition should not be let out. So when that composition came, my wife's cousin sister was sitting, she learnt it. I told, please don't sing this bhajan. Whenever we tell any human being not to do, they will do that. That's what happened. That girl went and sang in the center. From center, some other very good singer took it and he sang during Shivaratri. There was one more very popular traditional singer who came, listened to that bhajan. He learnt it, went and sang in Ernakulam. Ernakulam, there is a music director, T.S. Radhakrishnan, who heard that bhajan and came and sang in front of Swami.
And oh my God, and you are not aware of this at all.
I was not at all aware. And after that, many months, one of our student, Tara Shankar, he suddenly, one day, he brings out this song in front of Swami. The tune is little different from original one, but all said and done, the new tune, what students sing, are the best tune, more than the original tune. So that song, you know, when that song came, I was listening to some song by Jaisdas. But I am listening to Jaisdas, that song is not entering my ear. It is coming as, Hey Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. I thought I am hearing wrong, so I just put my ear properly and I am listening. I am again listening to that same word. Then I know Swami is up to something now. So let me not listen to Jaisdas sing anymore. Because if I listen to that anymore, this won't come. Now whether Swami's operation through you or you want to listen with your chakshu, your ear, external thing. I thought the moment Swami is giving something, switch it off. I switched off and this bhajan came fully. I didn't even listen to the song full. In my house, everyone was there. That's how that song...
It's such a beautiful Krishna bhajan.
Beautiful Krishna bhajan, and students sing it beautiful. Whole world people sing it beautiful. And you know, this is where the act... We are just as... We are nobody there. It comes.
Maybe you can just play this bhajan.
No, but students, they are singing so beautiful. Originally, it came like that. Hey Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. How it came? Hey Shama Sundara. One gap. Hey Shama. How he looks? Sundara. So there is a small gap. But we can sing it. Hey Shama Sundara. That is also beautiful. But maybe once we can do like that, once we can do like this.
Yes.
Then for us, who is that? Purti Purishwara, He Sai Sundara. Purti Purishwara, He Sai Sundara. Nila Megha. The composition comes like this. The whole song is offbeat. Thank God our students made it in some.
Oh, okay.
If it is offbeat, it will be very difficult for devotees to pick up. Why that Nila Megha Sundara also comes in offbeat? Because the cloud comes suddenly. It doesn't tell you and come.
Oh my God.
That is the secret behind the composition. Hey Shama Sundara, Hey Sai Sundara. We all come.
God is all about unexpectedness.
Unexpectedness. Expect the unexpected.
Yes.
So, it is not when it was originally composed, it was Neelame. But this is a beautiful tune. What you are all singing is beautiful. But what I felt that time, how I was inspired is, Neela megha sundara neela jalochana. That's the way this song came. Because it's offbeat, it comes because cloud comes without telling you. It will be bright sunlight. You will be sitting, my God, it is sweating. You will be thinking, suddenly dark cloud comes. So, Neela Megha Sundara, you really enjoy that cloud actually that time. And then that grace is poured like that. And Swami is also like that. You won't be expecting, you must have joined as a student or you must have come as a devotee sitting in the line. See, this is what is the connection, what I felt. I came to Puttaparthi, I sat first day, I visited Prajanalayam, I sat last. I didn't expect anything. But suddenly, though I sat last, Swami called me for interview. That suddenness, that is Neela Megha, that is cloud. If the grace has to be poured, the rain is pouring after Megha comes suddenly you find rain pouring. Same way Swami's grace also. No? You wouldn't have expected that Swami will call you for interview, or Swami will talk to you, or Swami will look at you, or Swami will smile at you. You won't be thinking, you'll be sitting quietly. It's good enough that we have darshan of Swami. But there Swami calls, hey, you come. That time your heart jumps out of joy. Sudden. That is why it's not a Neela Megha Kshama Sundara Esai Sundara Neela Megha Sundara. That Sundara, you know, when you go, you will really take off to another world, because he has shown his beauty by selecting us suddenly. We came to this world unknowingly. A saint poet says, we came to this world, kanakkatti heppu kinge nanum kalenge, we are puzzled and we came into this world. So he removed all that puzzle, lifted us to his stature. And his grace flows suddenly without our expectation. You expect you will be disappointed, you don't expect you are getting it. So that's why Neela Megha Sundara, Neeraja Lochana, lotus eyed one, because he has no attachment.
Yes.
Lotus has no attachment. He showers love with no expectation. How many of the students we must have studied, or how many of the devotees who must have got so much from Swami, every day, every minute we think, or how many of us come to say thanks, or in our heart, even at our own prayer room, how many of us can go every day and then thank you Swami? Yes, we may say, but many of us will forget to say also. But he doesn't expect, oh, this boy never, he is ungrateful, so I won't bless him, or this devotee never think about me. No. Whether anyone thinks about him or not, because he showers suddenly his grace. That is how we were all pulled to Swami. That's why Neela Megha Sundara, Neeraja Lochana.
It is unexpected and it is bountiful.
Bountiful. So that is why he is Brahmanda Nayaka. So the word won't come, you know, when the tune won't come, you know, there's like a Brahmanda Nayaka. It doesn't come.
Yes.
Brahmanda Nayaka Esai Sundara Esai, you define Brahmanda Nayaka. How can I ever define your grace? Neither I can define nor I can defy. Because your grace is perennial.
I think it is so perennial. The simile of grace with the dark clouds is so powerful and so beautiful. I mean, it is so much latent and potent with auspiciousness, with goodness, with prosperity, with happiness, with joy, with nature, with plentifulness. Everything is conveyed.
Yeah, that's why it's Brahmanda Nayaka. Because he doesn't bless only Ariharan. He doesn't bless only you and me. He blesses everyone. Everyone sitting at home. You talk of Swami, why Sai devotees cry when we talk about experience? Because each one has experienced
that. Exactly. They have something they can relate to.
They can relate. So it is not my experience, your experience, it is everyone's experience. So there is a Brahmanda Nayaka. That's how he flows through every one of us.
Amazing.
And I should only think, Swami, make us live only in your thought. It gives so much sukha. Because worldly people, we want sukha also. Joy is which has got end. So we want bliss. That also only your name can give.
Your name gives joy for us. Your name gives all the wealth for us. Your name gives all the prosperity for us. Your name solves everything. Once in Abu Dhabi, somewhere in satsang, one doctor, I didn't know what doctor he was. Suddenly, a question and answer session, he told, if karma is going to take priority, what is the needs for God's name? And you know what you have to undergo? You have to undergo. Then why God's name? That's what he asked. And I didn't know, out of blue, Swami gives the answer. I didn't know what doctor he was. I told, sir, patient who has got appendicitis have to undergo the operation. Person who has got heart problem has to undergo heart surgery. Doctor won't keep the knife straight away. Before that, one more doctor is called anesthetist who give anesthetic effect so that the other man doesn't feel the pain. So he gets operated and then he, you know, improves. Same way we have to undergo our karma. But God's name gives the anesthetic effect. You won't know the pain of undergoing the karmic action.
Exactly.
So God's name acts as anesthetic effect. Little did I know, I answered like that. He started crying and he was, sir, I'm an anesthetic doctor.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I have been doing this job, but there is so much secret.
You never ever get this.
So that is what happens.
Amazing.
Swami gets the answers. From our mouth.
And
it is a truth.
Truth, absolutely.
Why God's name? This is the truth. Why God's name? This is the truth. And that's how in my life, so many things which must have been acceptable, non-acceptable. But the moment we take Swami's glory, then that's it.
And coming to think of it, even bhajans are one sort of anesthesia.
It is anesthesia. Because you will start the bhajan, that time you will have body consciousness. But once you enter into bhajan, you don't know whether you are singing right or wrong, whether it is in anything. You won't bother because you have already, you have merged with that sweetness of the name. So you don't have any more qualification other than tasting the sweetness of the name, Namaruchi.
And now that we heard the story behind this bhajan from the composer himself, let us dwell on the meaning of its every word a little more. So we'll start with the first line.
हे श्याम सुंदरा हे साई सुंदरा
The word he is a manner of calling out affectionately to the Lord. The word Shama, the second word, is one of the names of Lord Krishna and it means the dark blue complexion one. The third word in this line is Sundara, which means beautiful. And the other three words are He, Sai, Sundara. So if you take this entire line, He, Shama, Sundara, He, Sai, Sundara, we call out to the blue complexion Lord Sai and we adore Him as the most beautiful one. He is indeed the fascinating and the most mysterious one. Let's move on to the second line.
Parti Purishwara हे साई सुंदरा
Here the first word is Partipurishwara, coming from Partipuri and Ishwara. Partipuri refers to the sacred land of Puttaparthi. And Puttaparthi, as we know, was once an obscure, isolated place and today it is the epicenter of a spiritual revolution. Playing on the word Puttaparthi, Swami once said that Puttaparthi means put apart the I. That is, give up one's ego. And that is the transformation which the association with this holy place brings about. And Ishwara means Lord or Master. Parthi Purishwara therefore means the Lord of Puttaparthi, Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. The other phrase is He Sai Sundara. Again, referring to the beautiful form of Satya Sai. So in this line, we call out to Lord Sai, who is the Lord of Puttaparthi, who is the Lord of beauty. Let's now move on to the third line.
He Shama Sundara He Sai Sundara
Now this is a repeat of the first line. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Neela megha sundara, Neerajalochana.
Here the word Neela refers to the color blue, while Megha means cloud. So Neela Megha again refers to the deep blue complexion of the Lord. Sometime in the mid-70s, on one occasion, late Dr. John Hislop, the well-known devotee of Bhagwan and the author of the famous book, My Baba and I, had the chance of traveling in the car with Bhagwan. Bhagwan was seated in the rear seat, while Dr. Hislop was seated in the front, next to the driver. Dr. Hislop kept turning back occasionally to observe Bhagwan conversing with the two persons seated next to him. And at one point, when he turned around, Dr. Hislop was struck with awe at what he saw. He says Swami's color was blue, not the blue with which artists paint Krishna. It was a deep blue, blue like the velvet blue that sometimes can be seen in a dark sky, like a blue that I have at times seen from the deck of a ship thousands of miles from shore on the Pacific Ocean. It was that velvet blue, I don't know how else to describe it, Dr. Hislop says. And he observed this phenomenon for nearly 15 minutes. And when he later asked Bhagwan about it, Swami said, oh, that, whenever there is something of unfathomable depth, it appears to be deep blue. And at a later juncture, Bhagwan even affirmed this incident and said, yes, that was Krishna, not the Krishna picture by artists and imagined by writers. I showed Hislop the real Krishna. So that is blue color revealed by Sai Krishna himself, the significance of the blue. Let's move on to the fourth word, Neeraja. Neeraja can be split as Neera, meaning water, in Sanskrit, and Ja, which means to be born. So this word refers to that which is born in water, and generally this word is associated with the lotus flower, which germinates and blossoms in water. And the last word is Lochana, which means eyes. The phrase Neeraja Lochana is often used to describe the Lord as the lotus-eyed one. But why lotus and why not any other beautiful flower? Why not rose? Why not jasmine? Baba says, the lotus has a very unique property. Though the lotus has its origin in muddy waters and is born in mud, it does not assimilate in itself the mud or the water. The most interesting thing is, even though it is born in water and cannot survive even a moment without water, it never allows water to get into it. The moment a drop of water falls on the leaf, it does not just slide down the leaf slowly, but instantly rolls down, collecting with it any dirt or the bacteria present on the surface of the leaf. In fact, scientists have been studying this unique property of the lotus leaves and they have called it the lotus effect. And Baba says this special characteristic of the lotus is very significant and it has plenty to teach. Just like the lotus, human life is also born in something comparable to mud and it grows in the material world which may be compared to the water. The divine, when in a human form, too, is born out of this mud and he lives in this water of material existence, yet it is completely uncontaminated by the physical world. That is the nature of the divine incarnation in a human form. And that is why every limb of the Lord is compared to the lotus flower. The divine is ever pure and clear. He is never affected by the world or its attachments. And that is why not only the eyes, but in fact every limb of the Lord is associated with the lotus flower. Lotus feet, lotus heart, lotus ears, lotus eyes. Even when Bhagwan's body suffered, Swami was totally unaffected. His last words in the hospital were, I have no pain whatsoever. I am perfectly fine. He was fine when as a child, the evil black magician tonsured his head and made agonizing cuts on his scalp. He was fine when malicious village men burnt his hut. He was fine when an immoral lady gave him poisoned vadas to eat. He was fine whenever media did great disservice by tarnishing his image and his lofty mission. Nothing ever affected him. He is, he was, and he ever is the unblemished, spotless and effulgent, beautiful Lord. And that is why he is described as the one with lotus eyes, lotus heart and so on. And that explains Neeraja Lochana. So if you take this line, Neela Megha, Sundara Neeraja Lochana, We adore the Lord as the blue complexion, beautiful one whose eyes are as soft and radiant as the lotus flower, the one who is born in this world as an avatar but who transcends this material existence. Let's move on to the last line.
Brahmandanayaka Esai Sundara.
The first word here is Brahmanda, which can be split into Brahma and Anda. Bhagavan has explained that Brahma is derived from the root word Brihat, which means vastness. It refers to the almighty power of this universe, which is present everywhere. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, the creator of the universe is adored as Brahma. The other word Anda means egg. Therefore, Brahmanda connotes the created spherical universe. The second word Nayaka means master or ruler. Hence, the phrase Brahmanda Nayaka means the master of this universe. The last phrase is He Sai Sundara, which we have already discussed. So in this line, Brahmanda Nayaka, He Sai Sundara, we adore Lord Sai as the most beautiful one, who is indeed the supreme power of this universe. So with that, dear listeners, we've attempted to get some understanding of all the lines of this bhajan. And now, in the last part of this bhajan classroom, let us listen to the full version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashant Nilam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University.
He Shyam Sundara, He Sai Sundara. He Shyam Sundara, He Sai Sundara. Prithi Purishwara, He Sai Sundara. Purishwara, He Sai Sundara. He Shyam Sundara, He Sai Sundara. Shyam Sundara.
sari sundara. Karte Purishwara ye sari sundara. Shesham Sundara, Shesham Sundara. Neela Megha Sundara, Viraja Lochana. Shesham Sundara, Sai Sundara.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you like this. As always, do send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heartfelt gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan.
And with that, dear listeners, it's time to move on to our next segment. I am Team Radio Sai's Vishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, our series based on Bhagwan's discourses. I will be back after 1 hour, after this program, for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today it is going to be a very lively, vibrant session. You know why? Because we have a special guest. Someone who is known for his energy, someone who is known for his enthusiasm, for working, for disseminating his message, and for inspiring so many to partake in the bliss of Bhagwan's love and participate in his mission. Someone who has every time stood up to speak, he has always stirred hearts by his presentation, Mr. Ajit Popat from London. So we're going to have a live conversation with him in today's episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, and we are going to discuss on the principle of the mother, on the mercy and the magnificence of the Divine Mother. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, with Prem and Sai Prakash, here is your another dosage of Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Thank you so much, and sit down.